Now it's time for the
two, count 'em, two,
two,
two up on the upswing.
First up, the Facebook tell-all book is available. Well, it's still available. The editor at large at Wired.com, Stephen Libby, might have summarized this perfectly. He said, please pause for a moment here to savor the irony. Meta, the company that recently announced an end to its fact-checking in posts seen by potentially millions of people, is now griping that an author didn't fact-check with them. So here's the story. Sarah Lynn Williams is a former global policy director at Facebook. Last week, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, won an emergency ruling from an arbiter to stop her from promoting or distributing her new book, Careless People. They said that it violates a non-disparagement clause in her severance agreement. But the book is a really interesting look into her time as a governmental executive at Facebook. I'm about 60 pages into it. It's really well written. It's funny, even a bit dark at times. But if you're interested in the origins of Facebook, I highly recommend you find the book. The author is a former New Zealand diplomat. She spent more than 6 years serving as Facebook's liaison to many foreign leaders before she was let go in 2017. The opening story is amazing. It's about a shark attack. I'm just going to leave it there. Put it on your to-read list. $16.99 if you're buying it on Apple. You're buying it on Amazon. It was about $23.09. Next up, GMF, FTW, for the win. The Greater Milwaukee Foundation has issued $800,000 in affordable capital, fueled by a combination of donor generosity, semi-public investment, and investment capital. The Greater Milwaukee Foundation recently provided $800,000 in new small business loans to enterprises all through the region. The investment is going to support 16 local businesses with a matching grant for $300,000 that was awarded to the foundation through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Capital Catalyst Program. There are 13 full-time jobs and 27 part-time jobs involved in these companies, from Milwaukee to Burlington to Menominee Falls, West Allis, and more. Kudos to the Greater Milwaukee Foundation for continuing to build our region's economy.